Yes, good to have him back, and we'll work him, have worked him back in through this week, and on a limited basis leading up to this week, but good to have him back at full speed.
I think after that Kansas City game, he was different than we've ever seen him, just in terms of kind of confidence, and just
he didn't feel confident in his body. How have you been able to work him back from that, and what are maybe the precautions you have to take to make sure he's...
I think the biggest thing is just to come out and work and compete, and you know, get through that. I mean, anytime you're dealing with an injury, there's a physical component where you have to, you know, heal, and then mentally you have to put the work in and develop the skill again, or kind of sharpen up the skill again, and that's really where we are.
Was the mental side that he struggled with surprising you at all?
No, I mean he's very strong mentally, and that's, you know, that's why he's been such a great pro. I mean, he's been a tremendous player for a long, long time, and you don't do that if you don't have tremendous resolve and commitment and dedication and those things, and that's what we've seen.
How confident are you he's going to be able to play at the level that he wants to, he needs to, you guys need him to?
Yeah, no, we need him to help us. We think he can, and you know, it looks like he's a lot closer to being in a role where he can do that for us. Did you ask me?
Did they ask you?
Just touch base with me a little bit about him. You know, the fact that, you know, he's a hard-charging guy, effort-filled guy, and you know, that he would bring that, you know, gonna play hard every snap mentality to the team. You know, so that part, not a whole lot, but yeah, checked and said, hey, this guy's out there and available. What do you think? So. It's a good opportunity for us to acquire a veteran player at this point in the season that can come in and help us, give us some snaps, and obviously for him, you know, to find himself on a team that's going to be alive in the postseason.
How quickly do you think he can help you? Is this week on the table for him?
It's possible, yeah. We'll see how the week goes and how he retains everything, and then make a decision as we get close to the game. Well, you know, one thing, you know, Coach Fox does, I mean, we're going at it. You know, yesterday was a pretty physical practice, back to the fundamentals of how we do things. And I think that's refreshing. I think it's good for our guys. I think not everybody feels like it in December, but it was good work. And I think that's one way to approach it. I think, you know, beyond that, I think they're mentally, there's just certain things you've got to do to be good on defense. And part of it is stopping people from running the ball, you know, right at you like that. And we've been good for the most part. In the 2 years I've been here, we've been pretty solid at that, and I don't expect that to change.
After last Thursday's run?
A couple examples of what it looks like when you don't fit it right, don't tackle it well, things like that. I think when you understand where you belong, you get there with a little bit of an attitude, and you tackle well, and you do it together, then typically you play good defense.
What changes for your run defense when they go from Tate having lost Foster last month to a guy who's a bowling ball type 5'7" guy like Johnson is?
Well, you know, everybody has different strengths and weaknesses and talents. You know, one thing we know about, you know, this offensive approach is they've had a lot of great runners come out of nowhere. So, you know, it's a good design, good players, good line up front, good tight ends and fullbacks. And so they're the ones that open the holes. And then, you know, there are a lot of talented running backs out there. We don't underestimate anybody. So, you know, we're getting ourselves ready to make sure that we can take care of business.
Guys, we were talking in the locker room yesterday that Case Keenum's not going to play, but it's not a typical backup coming in. Matt Schaub is a guy
right.
Who's played.
How
do you prepare for it? He hasn't played that much this year. But.
He's played quite a bit, actually. You know, there's a lot of tape on him out there from the season. You know, we played against him last year. He played well against us last year here at our place. And so, you know, we coached him in the Pro Bowl. You know, the guy's a good football player, veteran player, good anticipation. You know, he's had some very productive years down there. And for whatever reason, things haven't gone the way, you know, he or they would like it to be at this point. But we're gearing up for a challenge, a good football team. That's maybe had a rough year, but still a talented football team that's very capable.
How different was he, a quarterback coming off the bench as Oakland and Jacksonville, than he was maybe earlier in the year?
I'm sorry, how do I...
How was Shaun different when he came off the bench against Oakland and Jacksonville? I think this last month, right? Than he was earlier in the year.
Well, I mean, I just think he struggles earlier in the year, and they made a decision that that impacted the way, you know, they were going to utilize him. And, you know, all we know right now is that he is an experienced guy. He is very capable, and he's playing this week.
Okay.